WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In the last four episodes, we've covered cold fronts, warm fronts, stationary fronts, and occluded fronts. So what could possibly be left? Remember that the primary characteristic of a front is a boundary separating two masses of air with different densities. The fronts I just mentioned occur on the synoptic scale or the large scale, that of continents. But there are other smaller boundaries which often act like fronts. These are typically on the mesoscale or the scale of several counties, and there are plenty of these. A dry line is a boundary between air masses with significant moisture differences. Usually the drier air is moving into the moist air. An outflow boundary associated with a thunderstorm is also a boundary. These usually act something akin to a cold front as rain-cooled air spreads away from a thunderstorm. Wind shifts often accompany this event too. Squall lines are often associated with the boundaries, typically cold fronts, but squall lines can outrun the front itself. This makes the squall line act like a cold front, along which a wind shift may be occurring with cooler air, even though the cold air may be many miles behind the squall line. And sometimes, especially in tropical and subtropical areas over water, you may see a shear line. This delineates an area where a cold front may have been, with some wind differences, but the air masses have lost all of the temperature contrast and may only be identifiable through satellite imagery. Well, it took 5 weeks, but that about does it for fronts. Putting all of this together has certainly been interesting. In fact, research for this has resulted in some new topics for future episodes. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.